Is that working?
Yeah, it's right. Good.
Having heard the presentations, I'd just like to reiterate the obvious point that for major cities, transport is clearly of enormous importance in supporting densities. We've heard that. And indeed, that public transport systems and ways of getting about other than the private car is clearly an element in these cities' offer. And one element in the decision as to whether or not a person or household will live in a city is, of course, the ease with which they can travel around, particularly by public transport. Older cities, and London and New York have both found this, often discover that their public transport is underinvested and thus becomes a problem because of the vast amount of money that then needs to be spent on rebuilding them. And so New York and Paris have both spent a significant amount on doing this. London is now attempting to do it. And this, of course, is definitely an issue that Shanghai could avoid, because as it invests in its system, clearly the lesson is don't then allow it to fall into disrepair, maintain it. If travelling about becomes too difficult or expensive, there is a risk that it will damage the city's economy, because certainly developed cities with high value added tend to include many people who have a very high value added, have a very high expectation, and their time is important to them. So car use, which is often very popular, is easier outside densely populated cities. And I have to say that in the UK, a lot of people actually want to move out of cities anyway, and this can be an incentive for them to do so. So a failed or inadequate public transport system is likely to push people out of cities. Because of the lack of resource available in older cities, and certainly in London now, we're seeing increasing pressures for demand management, either by the congestion charge that Anthony Mayer mentioned earlier on, which is a way of pricing people off the roads, or increasingly in future we are going to see premium fares to price people off public transport at the rush hours. And the economic impact of this is as yet unknown. So what I think this points to is the need for massive investment in public transport if cities are to be attractive and to have reasonably dense populations of the kind that are being discussed or implied to be important here. Otherwise, there is a risk that the middle classes will move to places that have a higher quality of life and where they continue to use their cars. And I just add a point, having listened to Enrique Pendolosa at the end there. Bus lanes can be made to work, but I have to say, in an old city such as London, without very many good straight streets, they do not deliver speedy public transport. The average speed of a central London bus, after all the improvements that has been put in, is 6 kilometres per hour, which is the same speed as walking. So I would say that certainly as cities develop, the question of how public transport can move people about at a reasonable speed has to be considered, given that those people tend to have ever higher values to the time, or attribute ever higher values to their time.